Dear Sangh brothers, to understand the fiqh status of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alai Rahmatul Rahman, let's now listen to some extraordinary characteristic of Fatawa Razviya, which contains incomparable fatawa of fiqh matter. Fatawa Razviya contains vast knowledge of the books of hadith and fiqh. Those references have also been mentioned at various places which are hard to find anywhere else. Efforts have been made to provide solution to the modern issues in the light of Quran and Hadith. It contains a lot of research work on the subject of mathematics, Tawqeed, example the timing for Namaz and for Sun, Moon, as well as on Miras, inheritance. It also contains rulings and details of other fiqh schools of thought. Every answer has been written in accordance with the teaching of Quran and Sunnah. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, has strongly rejected the bid'ah, i.e. unlawful innovations in religion and munkirat. Moreover, its major distinctive characteristic is that even the great muftis of the present era refer to Fatawa Razviya of and on in the matter of fiqh. Many honorable muftis seek guidance, especially from Fatawa Razviya, for writing fatwa, and inshallah azza wa jal, they will keep on referring to it in the future as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman is one of those great Islamic scholars who had acquired knowledge of various subjects and field willingly and to propagate the religion Islam. Then he, rahmatullah alayhi, imparted this knowledge to countless students of deen with absolute devotion. Indeed, this was his open saintly miracle, because if we look at his daily routine, we will come to know that he, rahmatullah alayhi, would spend most of his time in writing books and other Islamic lecture. As Allama Mufti Zafaruddin Bihari rahmatullah alayhi stated, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan would remain busy in writing Islamic literature most of the time. But if we look the other hand, we spend our time on social media. We spend our time in negligence. We spend our time in casino, club, or snooker club, or anywhere else. Or maybe somewhere where we get no benefit of hereafter, or we get no blessings. But look at the other side, that Allah Hazrat Alayhi Rehma, he spent his life either in writing or either they delivering something for this ummah. That's why people say, Aglon bhi likha hai bahut ilme deen par, jo kuch hai is sadi mein wo tanha raza ka hai. Ahmad Raza ka taza gulista hai aaj bhi, khurshid ilm unka darakhsha hai aaj bhi. Alhamdulillah, he wrote more than 1000 books in his life. More than 1000 books. It's not easy. It takes time to write one single book. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Ala Hazrat is the author of more than 1000 books. May Allah Azza wa Jal also give us tawfiq to gain Islamic knowledge as well. We also love Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, and this love demands that the way he rahmatullah alayhi served Islam, spread the knowledge to those who had thirst for knowledge, and the way he had achieved great success in the field of knowledge because of his phenomenal abilities. Similarly, following in his footsteps, we should develop love and passion for gaining Islamic knowledge, for acting upon the knowledge, for conveying it to the others, and for studying Islamic books. It is because knowledge is such a great quality which distinguishes a person from other creation, and it enlivens him physically as well as spirituality. Knowledge is a basic need of a person. By virtue of the blessing of gaining knowledge for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, his fear can be attained. Seeking knowledge is a worship. Talking about knowledge is tasbih. Imparting knowledge is sadaqah. Spending for knowledge is a various deed. Knowledge enables a person to distinguish between halal and haram. Knowledge is a sign of the path of those who will be in Jannah. Knowledge brings about peace at the time of nervousness at the time of fear. Knowledge is the best companion during a journey. Knowledge is a guide in poverty and prosperity. By virtue of knowledge, a person attains the status of wali, the friend of Allah, and achieve a high rank in this world and the hereafter. Study of Islamic book is one of the best means of gaining knowledge. Study not only brings about advancement in a person's life, but it also plays a vital role in propagating the religion and developing a better nation and society. Study is the key to enhancing the abilities and the best means of developing the skills. Alhamdulillah, in addition to this, taking up the study has many advantages and benefits which are useful for a person in both this world and the hereafter. Reading of Islamic book refreshes the iman, faith, and strengthens the belief of Tawheed and Risala further in the heart of a person. Similarly, one can strengthen his iman by study. The first and foremost purpose of study to gain knowledge, because where study is a source that helps a person to progress a lot, it also becomes the source of gaining knowledge. Study causes a person to ponder over the universe, which sometimes begins massive success for him. In the Holy Quran, great emphasis has been laid on pondering over the universe. Study increases intellect and sense of understanding. A sensible person knows when, where, and what to speak. This is the problem. We always heard this, the thing before you speak. The problem is we speak, we never think, and we don't think even after that as well. So always think before you speak, where and what to speak. That's why he always succeeds and attain respect. On the other hand, a person who lacks understanding remains deprived of these things. Therefore, he often faces failure and disgrace. Study brings about religious and worldly progress of a person. This is the most important advantage of study. Study enhances one's character, improves eyesight, and refreshes the brain and mind. The way a good friend provides us with interesting news and surprising information. Similarly, a book also plays a vital role like a good companion. Study gives information about the condition of different nations and about the culture and custom. Through these pieces of news, one compares his and their civilization and then find out the reason for superiority. Dear Sanai brothers, did you realize study has many advantages? Therefore, instead of wasting our time in useless activities, we should also get into the habit of studying daily. Or rather, we should always have with us a book, a booklet published by Maktabatul Madina, official bookshop of Dawat Islami, official department of Dawat Islami, so that we can study it and gain some Islamic knowledge wherever we find free time. Traveling with the Madini Kavlis of Dawat Islami is a source of serving Islam and gaining Islamic knowledge. Keep watching Madini channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.